Knowing how to get your studio from meh to mind-blowing can be a real challenge because no one gives you a roadmap or path to get where you want to go, until now, of course. And sometimes even visualizing your destination can be clouded by your own perceived inadequacies or insecurities, concerns, or just a feeling that your teaching work is more of a community service than a business. And so struggling through is kind of part and parcel of the career you've chosen. Well, I'm here today to say that you can enjoy whatever measure of success that you want. You just have to dream it, target it, and then use your studio success path to help you get there. I'm Tim Topham, music teacher, speaker, and founder of Top Music, and this is the Topcast, where we give you the tools, training, and inspiration you need to run the most fun and profitable music teaching studio. We love guiding and supporting teachers just like you to engage, motivate, and inspire your students, no matter whether they're learning the latest pop songs by ear, working through a Beethoven sonata, or composing something on GarageBand. Whether you teach online or in-person groups or individuals, and whether your students practice 2 hours a day or, well, let's face it, not at all, we're here to support and guide you, to give you confidence, and to help you feel a little less isolated in your studio. Well, welcome back to the show for 2022. How was your Christmas and New Year break? I really hope you got some time to recharge, although sadly, I know that many of you didn't due to COVID outbreaks and restrictions, and the challenges of the last 2 years have just continued to roll on for 2022, haven't they, so far? So I just wanted to reiterate what I said a few weeks ago on social media. The last 2 years have been anything but easy. For most of us, everything has been tipped on its head. And so it's okay if you're struggling and not flying high right now. It's okay if you've lost a few students. It's okay if you're a bit burnt out. And it's okay if you feel like you need to cry or scream or just cancel all your lessons for a day and watch Netflix. Honestly, it might be the best thing you can do to recharge. In all seriousness, however you're feeling, I want you to know that the Top Music team is here for you. And my primary goal with all the work that I do and that we do at Top Music is to help you succeed. So things will get better and you can do it. I have complete faith. The fact that you're listening to this show right now means that you're exactly the kind of teacher who will make things work and end up turning these challenges into an opportunity if you haven't already done so. So stick with it and do reach out to us on social media or by email if you've got anything that we can create that will help you right now. What are you struggling with most? What can we do to help you? In fact, I'm going to give you my personal email. It's tim@topmusic.co and you can email me anytime. Just put maybe podcast listener or something in the subject so I know. Let me know how we can help you this year achieve all your dreams and goals and really get your students playing at the level that you know they can do and with you running a business that really suits your lifestyle and supports you financially and emotionally in the ways that you need. And to start getting you re-energized, I recently recorded a video to share our 2022 webinar and course topic calendar. If you're a Top Music Pro member, you can find that in our community forums and anyone else can see it on our Top Music Teaching Facebook page or in the Top Music Facebook group. So jump into one of those two if you're not already there. All right, well, for our first episode back this year, I thought we would explore our brand new Music Studio Success Path. It's our proprietary system for taking any teacher from where they're at right now to wherever they want to go with their teaching studio and do it all in as little as 10 minutes of learning a day. But before we start and dive into today's episode, I wanted to let you know about a few things happening over at Top Music. So firstly, for our members, the Top Music Pro app is now live. It's so easy to check the forums. You can do it daily, ask questions, just like you can on Facebook, super easily. And you can, of course, access all your discounts, courses, lesson plans, etc. And by the way, did you know that Top Music Pro members get 10% off all Sheet Music Plus purchases and 20% off anything on Music Notes all the time, ongoing discount? And in actual fact, Music Notes has a teacher, their own teacher membership, which is free, and it gives you another 10% off. And you can combine the two and get 30% off Music Notes. It's the kind of site which we all use more and more these days when kids want to learn something modern, right? So that is a huge money saver. You can find out more about how to access all our discounts and courses over at topmusicpro.com. And by the way, we've had a huge response to some of our recent blog posts, particularly the one about six motivation reasons your adult piano students love to study piano. Go and check that out over at topmusic.co/blog. There's also a new adult checklist that you can download, which I created a couple of years ago. Super, super helpful. And I know teaching adults can be a challenge for some teachers. We've also got Rosemary Penner's article about streamlining your music lesson planning. Totally need that one. And the subtitle is "And Reclaim Your Own Time." We're all for time saving and streamlining, so that's a great article to read if you want to get inside another teacher's head about lesson planning. And finally, Edna Galansky, the amazing teacher from the Taubman Institute, has created a blog at us for a fresh look at the intersection between piano technique and musical expression. I highly recommend you go and check that out on the blog as well. We've also got a new podcast coming. Very excited to let you know about this. It's going to be launched in about 1 month from now. I'll give you more details. If you are a guitar teacher or you know a guitar teacher, then Michael Gumley, our head of guitar, is starting a new podcast for guitar teachers. And that is going to be coming to a podcasting service very near you very soon. And finally, I will be letting you know about a new webinar we've got coming up this week, actually. If you're listening to this on its release day, then on Wednesday, AM Melbourne time, that's Tuesday evening in the UK and USA, we have a webinar all about today's topic, which is the Studio Success Path. So at the end of last year, we sneakily launched a new course into the Top Music Pro membership, and it was called the Studio Success Path. And in today's show, I wanted to explain a little more about why we created this and how the system we've developed can help shape your teaching in 2022, whether you're a member of our community or not. And firstly, if you'd like to download a copy of the one-page success path graphic showing the 9 stages, you can follow that along as you listen if you want, or you can refer to it later. Just head to our show notes for today's episode at topmusic.co/episode267. Knowing how to get your studio from meh to mind-blowing can be a real challenge, because no one gives you a roadmap or path to get where you want to go, until now, of course. And sometimes even visualizing your destination can be clouded by your own perceived inadequacies or insecurities, concerns, or just a feeling that your teaching work is more of a community service than a business. And so struggling through is kind of part and parcel of the career you've chosen. Well, I'm here today to say that you can enjoy whatever measure of success that you want. You just have to dream it, target it, and then use your Studio Success Path to help you get there. The truth is that I've struggled for many years as I've worked with teachers to find a path that leads them through our top music teaching frameworks and business processes. And the challenge is that everyone starts at different places. Whenever we welcome new teachers into the top music world, it's more like taking on a transfer student than a beginner, because everyone's at a different stage and everyone has different goals. Some of you have been teaching for 20, 30 years. And some of you are graduates or even teenagers just looking to get started. But there are also often commonalities in where teachers who join Top Music or read our blog posts or download a lesson plan or check out one of our videos, where they're starting. Maybe they're feeling a bit stuck in a classically trained box. Maybe they're just teaching like their teacher and realize it's sadly no longer connecting with their students. Perhaps they're burnt out, bewildered, undercharging, working all hours, just lost direction or feeling disconnected and just dreading what you're doing. And perhaps every term or year just feels like more of the same and you're bored and ready to quit and get a real job, in inverted commas. We call this starting position on our path a run-of-the-mill teaching archetype. And by run-of-the-mill, we don't mean that disparagingly. But if you're feeling a bit meh with your teaching, I hope this, is that an Australian term? Meh, M-E-H, meh, with your teaching just means like, bleh. Your students and their parents may well be feeling the same. If you know that your studio isn't differentiated and you can't attract the right students, or you're not charging enough to live comfortably, or you're losing students faster than you can gain them, then the success path is designed to help you. But of course, not all teachers will be starting at the beginning either. So everyone is on their own journey and has a huge variety of experience. So that's why you can approach this path from any particular starting point. The most important thing is that you're no longer spinning your wheels and you are on a path towards that goal. So let's talk about the goal. What is the destination in the success path? Some of you are happy with 5 students as you've support from other members of your family. Others of you are cranking and grinding relentlessly to hire teachers and build big studios of 500, 1,000 students or more. The success of a top music teacher isn't about studio size or the number of recitals you hold or how many pop songs you teach or how much money you make. It's all about your success. It's about what you consider success is for you. So the first thing I want you to consider today, and it's the second step on our success path, is what does success in my teaching and business look like for me? You might want to actually pause this and think about that now. Even better, write it down. If you could click your fingers today and have the life of your dreams, your perfect studio, picture the perfect studio with the piano or whatever instrument it is that you teach, the number of students, the type of student, the age, the level, the ability, the type of parent you want to interact with, the technology that you use, the income that you want, the hours you want to teach, how would that all look? That's what success is for you. And we call this archetype the finished product. And we call this archetype, the finished product, our standout success teacher. Have you got there yet? If not, maybe this will help. So we've worked really hard over the last 6 months to refine our process into a 9-step success plan comprised of 10-minute audio lessons that are spread over 3 levels that you can listen to anywhere and just enough homework to keep you moving without overwhelming you. And just a reminder, this isn't about studio growth, as we know not everyone is trying to grow. And it's not about creative teaching, because that's only a part of our teaching repertoire and often isn't the focus of a lot of teachers' studios when they join us. And it's not about examination or performance success, because again, not every student or teacher is focused on this. What we all want from our studios is to be a stress-free business that we enjoy on a daily basis and that has a meaningful impact on our lives and our students' lives. Does that sound right? And that's what we call our standout success. Making you a standout success according to your own measure is the goal of everything we do at Top Music, and particularly this success path. So let's step through the 9 stages to give you an overview of how it all works. And as we go, I want you to think about which step you might be starting at, because it may not be right at the beginning. But we do recommend any new teacher coming into the Top Music world definitely has a look at and explores step 1. But before we do that, just quickly, some of you may remember our studio growth roadmap that I released inside our Top Music Pro membership back in 2017. And you may be wondering, well, how does this relate to the studio growth roadmap? Because I've done some of that or whatever. Anyway, the roadmap has been taken by 1,237 teachers over the last 5 years and has been a hugely popular aspect of our membership. The only problem was that this roadmap was massive, 6 stages with well over 120 resources and then even more links. I just tried to put everything in, and if I couldn't fit it in, I linked to even more resources and it just became a bit of a monster of overwhelm. It's exactly what you guys don't need right now, right? So some of the things we learned from the original roadmap and the things we've learned from exploring apps like Duolingo is that shorter, smaller, bite-sized chunks of information is definitely better for effective learning and progress. And so that's how we've built this new success path. So you can either listen to or read the transcript of this 10-minute audio lesson about the topic, and then we invite you to step forward by completing 1 task related to the topic, just 1. This might be to try a new way of teaching or set a plan to implement a simple change in your business. But the main focus of the success path is getting stuff done. There's no point to listening to all the stages or listening to this podcast and then not taking action. So make sure that when you've listened to each of the steps, when you take the success path, that you take action before checking it off and moving on to the next step. Now, for those of you who are already feeling confident about a step, we also give you some side streets in the path that you can take if you'd like to dive a little deeper. These are great if you're more experienced or passionate about a particular topic, or know you need more help with that particular topic. But you can also just stick to the path and move to the next step without exploring the side streets too. Totally up to you. All right, so let's dive in. And today's just a quick overview. If you'd like to get our help with these, check these items off, see all the side streets, listen to the audio, and find out what the homework is, what the tasks are for each of the steps, then come and join us inside Top Music Pro. If you're already a member, you'll find the Studio Success Path in your academy right now, and you can get started. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is lay the groundwork. The first 3 steps on the success path are the ground level. And the first step is the top music mindset. So the first thing we're going to do is help you move from a narrow to holistic mindset for music education. We believe in a holistic approach to music education, and we're guessing you probably do too, which is why you're here, right? But it can be hard to include some of those things that you weren't taught growing up. As you read about the most common left out elements, think about which ones you may need help to rebalance in your own teaching. We have courses and resources to help with each of these, but it starts with knowing what's missing. Four areas we consider really important: modern reading approaches, improvising, composing, and chords. We'll introduce you to our iceberg view of holistic music education, our chord pyramid, and our student-first approach in that step. All right, step two on the ground level, detailed dreams. It comes back to what I was saying at the start about success. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? If you've been feeling overwhelmed with content, ideas, and stuff out there, it's probably because you're looking at all the shiny new objects and not focusing on what will get you to your goal. It's really easy to be distracted. So what is your goal for you and your studio? Where do you want your students to get to? It's time to dream about your future success, how that looks, and we're going to help you put it down on paper. And this is going to set you towards your goal. Super important. All right, the third and final step on the ground level is what we call our isolation circuit breaker. One of the biggest aha moments our new members have is that instant feeling of connection and community that emerges when you become part of a membership like Top Music Pro. As much as we want to make it as easy as possible for you to connect with other teachers, there's one step that you have to take for yourself. You need to raise your hand and ask for help. Our community forums are buzzing with amazing teachers and invited experts from around the world. They're here to help. But sometimes you just need to put up your hand. And if you're already confident and have no questions yet, you can always answer questions from other people. One of the most fulfilling parts of my own role as a podcaster and blogger and speaker is to help other people. Just simple answers to questions, but can be incredibly meaningful, both for the person receiving them, but also for the person giving them. So this step is a vital one on your path because it's going to open up so many more windows. Having a community and team around you is a vital part of your future success. Very few people make it big on their own. And so we're here to put an arm around you when you need it, give you a prod when you need it, and cheer you on when you have your success. Okay, let's move up to the next level. It's called the create level. And we're going to be starting with something we called repertoire remixing. So in this level, we're going to start showing you how to incorporate regular creativity into your lessons without it taking up much of your time. This is going to contribute to your success by setting you apart from your competition. And the easiest way to do this is via repertoire remixing. And we've got heaps of information on how to do this. I've run webinars on it as well. And it's a foundational step in the path to becoming a successful top music teacher. All right, now on to step five. We're in the middle of our nine steps. And at the core of the top music approach is being creative with students from lesson one and delaying reading in the same way as we do in language. You'll learn all about this and how to implement this in stage five, which is called the first lesson revolution. You'll experience more freedom, creativity, and fun because the impact that you make and the decisions you make with your beginners are going to flow into all the other students you teach, and they're going to move with those beginners as they become more competent and intermediate students. And your students are going to become more infinitely more musical. They're going to have better rhythm and will understand much more about music. And the connection you have with them from that first lesson and their parents is going to just be fantastic. All right, on to step six. It's the last one in our create stage, and it's called improvisation integration. For most teachers, while initially scary if they haven't done it before, most teachers can get confident enough to try some improvising in a lesson. The challenge comes in making this a regular integrated part of the learning experience for students. So this step is all about trying to integrate improv and creativity into your teaching through the music students are already learning. How's this related to your success? Well, improvisation is more than just about making up music at your instrument. If you develop an improvisation mindset, you'll be more creative and flexible in all aspects of your life. You'll feel more confident about being creative. You'll feel more imaginative. You'll feel less impacted by roadblocks and things outside of your control. You'll pivot more freely and be able to start seeing challenges as opportunities. Okay, next we're going to move to the top level of our success path. It's called the build level. And the first stop or step is our business breakthrough. Now that we've got your mindset and teaching set up for success, it's time to look at your business. We're going to help you understand your key numbers and effective hourly rate and make changes to improve both. You can't achieve your measure of success without having a business that works for you. So this step is going to be a crucial one. Okay, we're up to step eight. And this one's called the marketing machine. Most teachers really struggle with marketing, with many relying on word of mouth and referrals. And the only problem is, what happens when those two things dry up? So in this step, we'll give you the options and explain that tracking and traction rather than tactics can sometimes be the best approach for music teachers. We'll unpack a number of the different ways that our members have success with their marketing, some online, some in person, some traditional, and how they all fit together in a manageable marketing machine. Okay, and in the final step, we're going to unpack a level called the entrepreneurial mindset. And hang on, you may have balked right away when I mentioned the term entrepreneur, but just like money, it doesn't have to be a dirty word in the arts. If you're sitting there thinking, who am I to call myself an entrepreneur? Then you're exactly the kind of person we need in business. Too many teachers are held back by the belief that they're not enough. They end up thinking small when they could have gone big. So we're going to challenge you to stop asking, who am I? And start thinking, why not me? Now, of course, that is just a super quick overview of the success path. If you'd like to hear the actual audio for each step and find out more about the action steps for each task, to track and check off your progress, ask questions, and explore the many side streets we offer on the path, then come and join us inside Top Music Pro membership, and we can help guide you through this process. Remember, you don't have to endure another year of just the same old thing in your studio if you don't want to. You can make a change. You can make a change by joining us today. And the Success Path is just one of over 40 courses we offer teachers inside our membership on both pedagogy and business, plus all our webinars and lesson plans, downloads, teaching videos, technique videos, how-to technology videos. We have it all. It's all in one spot. You don't need to keep looking. Just come along and check it out. It's at topmusicpro.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little exploration of our new studio success path for 2022. So before we finish, let me challenge you. Regardless of whether you're a member or going to join us in the future, I want you to think, where are you at right now? Which step of the path would you be starting on and getting right first? Would it be about that mindset or about connection with other teachers? Would it be about revolutionizing your first beginner lessons or getting your marketing working? I'd love to know in our social channels, and you can always download a beautiful one-page PDF of the success path for your own reference if you'd like. Just head over to topmusic.co/episode267, and if you're a member already, you'll find that inside our forums with this podcast episode. Now, as I mentioned right at the start, if you'd like to go a bit deeper into the success path and ask more questions about this, then we've actually got a free webinar happening this week. It's on Tuesday night USA EU time and Wednesday morning in Australia. And Nicola Canton, who helped me build the success path, will be actually co-hosting, coming back to join us as we unpack a few different aspects, both the top music mindset, going into a little bit more depth on what it means to teach like a top music teacher and why you might want to. We're going to work out how to help you find out where you're at right now, how to envisage that future for your studio and define what success looks like for you. We'll overview the 9 steps in a bit more detail than we did today, and you can find out exactly how to get started. I can't wait to join you at the webinar if you can make it. If you can't make it live, then don't worry. As long as you're registered, you'll get a replay link. The link is over at topmusic.co/webinar. Well, that's the end of the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you heard about an event or service or product or something and didn't have a chance to write it down, don't worry. We list everything you've heard about in this episode on our website over at topmusic.co/episode267, or just click the Learn tab at the top of our page and choose podcasts. So what's coming up next week? Well, we're meeting the team behind the Practice Space app. Have you guys heard about it? We'll be getting a full demo from the founder and finding out what it's about and why they built it. And we'll actually be video recording and sharing the interview as a demo on our YouTube channel, so you can get to know what I think is one of the most promising new apps for motivating practice and tracking student achievement in your lessons. Until next time, I'm Tim Topham, and if you've been listening to the Topcast, can't wait to speak with you again next week. Bye-bye. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.